रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकान चैप्टर नंबर 63 विश्वामित्र एंड मेनका। द रेसाइटल इज नाउ। It was over the long and severe tapas, and unto Vishwamitra, fresh from his bath, came the immortals, every one of them, desirous that he should reap the fruits of his long and arduous labors. Then spake the four-faced one, his divine glory brightening the bright space around. Hail to thee, so rang the accents sweet, a rishi art thou, and wealth dost thou deserve the rank thy holy tapas has gained for thee. And with that he went back to his bright world, but Vishwamitra's heart was heavy yet, and he resumed his untiring labors. The long years passed over his patient head, and one fine day an apsara, Menaka by name, came to the rolling waters of the Pushkara to lave her shapely limbs in its cool depths. Her he saw, the ascetic of stern vows, blazing in his energy. She was a dream of beauty, even as a lambent lightning playing through the dark clouds surcharged with rain. The bright god of love, that mischievous boy, was at hand, and from his magic bow shot forth his straightest shaft and mightiest, right at the heart of the sage of iron will. And as if in response there burst forth, all unknown to himself, the heart cry of burning passion, fierce and consuming and not to be denied. Welcome, thrice welcome, thou fairest maid in heaven or earth. Dwell thou with me and be my love. Faint am I with passion and my wits reft. Let me but look into the dark depths of thine eyes and lose myself in a dream of bliss. As my lord willeth, replied the bashful one, and dwelt with him in that peaceful retreat. A fatal check to his mighty tapasya. Bright summers 5 and 5 flew over the heads of the happy pair in a sweet dream of blissful love, and Vishwamitra woke up from it one woeful day, pitiful shame in his looks and dull grief gnawing at his heart. All at once a light broke upon his brain, and he cried out in anguish, "Fool that I was not to see that this was a snare set to entrap my unwary feet by those relentless foes of mine, the Devas. What? 10 years by mortal count, and to my blinded eyes it seemed but a day and a night. I have to thank myself and my blind passion for this cursed obstacle that has snipped my hopes in the bud." Burning sighs broke from his noble heart, and cruel repentance dug its brazen claws therein. Looking up, he saw her before him, the unwilling partner of his ruin, the golden-hued Menaka, trembling in affright, her flower-soft hands raised to him in mute appeal for pardon. The sight filled his heart with sweet pity. With gentle words and sad, he sent away the witching siren, all too glad to escape so lightly. Then he set his face to the north and took his weary way to the great mountains, even where the bright Kaushiki gladdens the earth. And having made a mighty resolve to win or die in the attempt, he engaged himself in a long course of stern observances. 1,000 years went by, and the bright gods quaked in awe to see him there, grim and stern, his heart set out on his mighty quest. Swift coursed they, and the holy sages along with them, to the heavens of Brahma. "Let this terrible man be pacified," they implored, "with the gift of high rank of a Maharishi." "Be it so," rejoined the great father, and he took himself to where that tapas incarnate sat. "Fair son," so came forth the accents sweet, "all hail, a Maharishi thou. Well pleased am I with thy intense tapas, and in willingly do I confer on thee the highest rank among the sages of the earth." But Vishwamitra, his calm heart in no way ruffled with grief or joy, returned answer meet to the omnipotent one. "Then am I," cried he with hands of joint prayer the while, "beyond all doubt the proud controller of the rebellious senses, inasmuch as my Lord has designed to speak of me as having won by holy deeds all mine own the high preeminence of a Maharishi. Not yet, broken Brahma, not yet thine, the undisputed sway over the fleeting senses. Long lies a road before thee, and steep ere thou attain that dizzy eminence. Toil on, brave one, and forthwith he went back to his seat of bliss. Vishwamitra saw them depart, the god's heart to please, and began anew with unflagging zeal, his tapas sterner and fiercer. With arms raised above his head on high, stood he there without a prop, the viewless air his only food. The burning heat of summer played on his devoted head, while fierce fires, four in number, blazed around his wasted frame. The dark clouds, heavy charged, poured on his defenseless head their ceaseless stream of arrows straight. The chill months, day and night, found him there, deep immersed in freezing waters, and so during those long years of weary toil. Mighty fear took relentless hold of Indra and his celestial host, as they viewed with awe and wonder the royal sage pursuing his end with a grim tenacity and a dauntless heart. Then summoned Indra unto his presence, Rambha, the fairest of the daughters of heaven and the wiliest, and in counsel full, unfolded unto her a plan, their ends to achieve and foil the determined efforts of the dread aspirer. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanrajaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.